at the first person, he went and saw the poor. Why? Because Peter was hurting. For the last time he saw his Savior, he did not even know him. Cursing. Blankety blank, I don't know the blankety blank man. He crushed his soul. God sought him out and restored him. It's the thinking that you have when you go through the tribulation we're talking about. We get into this book, we start studying the people that are in it in the first 3.5 years, and especially the second 3.5 years, people, you're going to see an affinity between these believers. It's remarkable what they're going to have to go through. But the Antichrist, the murderings, the slaughterings, all the things that are going to go on, it's going to bind them. It's what's supposed to be happening inside of us. It's what's supposed to be doing with us. Now let's look at the kingdom. A tribulation related to the kingdom. People, like, it's been 7 months on this, and you benefit. You benefit. I'm not going to. But there is the kingdom of heaven. There's the gospel of the kingdom. There's the kingdom of God. There's his kingdom, the eternal kingdom. And books are written on all of this. They even debate. What's the difference between the kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God? Is that different from his kingdom or the eternal kingdom? Now, for now, I'm going to develop this as we go through the book. But I don't want to spend 6 or 7 months here. For now, the kingdom referred to here is his kingdom, which you're a member of, the eternal kingdom. Kingdom which you and I belong. And people, you are in tribulation because of that kingdom. Now, let's talk about it without a lot of points. Arguing about the kingdom, I got something more important than arguing about the kingdom. And which kingdom do you think it is? I want to tell you what's going on here. Most of you, I hope, have a good understanding of what it means to be a citizen of the United States of America and what a privilege that is. What an honor it is to be a citizen of this country. It's most valuable. This citizenship is most valuable to most of you, both here and listening to tapes. Now, there are those that it's not. There are those throughout our history, right up to today, including pastors, who don't think it's such a great privilege to be in America. They like to look at the wrongs going on. They like to emphasize how everything's wrong. People want to tell you how wrong everything is. You and I have the freedom to do something about it. That's how wrong everything is. That's pretty good. You want to talk about our education system, our political system, our judicial system, and all these other things? Let me tell you what's wonderful about this country. You and I still have the privilege to live and walk how we want. That's pretty good. So there are a lot of people who understand and consider it a great privilege to be a member of this nation. There are many who do not. But if you understand history, all through history, you consider this a great freedom of being an American. But you know what else? Especially now. This fits very well now. You don't suffer because you're a citizen of this country. Just because you're a citizen of America, there are places in the world today you're a target. And I'm sorry to say right now, even in our homeland, just because you're an American, we're going to kill you. We're going to terrorize. Just because you're an American, you're identified as an American citizen, you're targeted.